Just maybe a thought on the roster news. First of all, just a reason to bring Brendan along and then giving Lemieux an opportunity here with the American League team this week.
It's a tough flight in and out to get players in, and want to make sure we've got a healthy body just in case we've got a couple. Everybody's got bruises, but we got a few guys that we have to kind of monitor day to day. Brendan had a real nice year, a real good playoff, and he takes that first step now into some pro games.
How much attention can you pay to that? How much time do you have to see what Connor was up to, what Lemieux was up to, all the success they had?
Watch a fair amount of video over the course of the summer when you got a new guy coming in, just to get a feel for the kind of people you want to put them with at training camp. And then you kind of cut off all the junior. I think the video that I watched of Nick Ehlers, he had two playoff series, and the first playoff series, you're just scared to death. The shift length and the looping. And he worked real hard and eliminated that very quickly. So there's a lot of habits and in minor hockey and in junior hockey that the amateur hockey, I guess, they got to get out of their system. The smart guys do it pretty quickly.
Just going to ask, is that different in college hockey generally? Or?
Just the age. I think you get some older guys coming out of college. I don't know now. I think it's really structured. You know, everybody's running systems. College has the advantage. They get more practice time. So they're usually a little bit more systemized than junior players coming out. And a lot of times they're a little bit older. But the junior players have a bigger tank. They've been through an 82-game grind. Even if they're a little younger, they're used to that physicality too as well. The college guys have a tendency maybe to skate a little better just because they get forced into that speed game. That's a real generality. But you see the guys coming out of junior are probably a little better. I mean, you used to be playing banged up.
You guys liked Lemieux dating back to last
camp. Liked his camp?
Yeah,
I did.
Is there maybe a hole or a role for him next year?
Well, I think there's if you project out where you are hopeful about where his game goes, there's always a role for that guy. Good hands and on the puck and a gritty player. Just want to be careful about handing anybody anything too early. Those guys got to come out, and he had a good camp, and we kept him here for a while because of it. But he's going to have to earn that job, and we've had, you know, 6 and 7 rookies in our lineup right now. They're all going to have a little more experience and be fighting for that job. But we've felt for a while we've got some good young players coming that will be on our team reasonably soon. When that happens, I can't guarantee, but we've got some players coming.
Andrew Kopp scored a hell of a goal last night. We talked about him even dating back to the fall. What could he be? What did you get answers on his game this year in terms of what the ceiling might be on this guy?
Not the ceiling, but the floor. He's a safe player. He started on that fourth line, played the role very consistently, other a minor injury, and ended up he's a plus player as a young player. So we know that he's a safe guy that you can play, and he's gotten better, became a part of a penalty killing unit whose numbers were really good after this changeover happened. That would be the floor, but he as well. I mean, he's going to have to come in and compete for that job again. There may be little movement or maybe a fair amount of movement in that lineup coming back in terms of veterans that come in, where we draft, all those things will factor into what holes are open.
Do you put a lot of stock into that plus minus?
Would weigh it out a little bit, filter out some of the empty net goals, factor in roles that they have, who they play against, who they play behind, so it's not as, yeah, at the end of the day, if you're on the ice for more goals for and against, that's got to be a good thing, but people have different jobs, and your line that plays against the other team best, if they're a bit plus, you would take that maybe, especially because those guys are usually on the ice for you when the goalie's out. If they're playing that dual role, you have to kind of wait a little bit.
Adam Lowry was out here saying, you don't want to finish last. Nobody wants to be the last place team. How much does that factor in? Of course, it goes against what some fans and draft watchers
right
think now, right?
Right. So it's a different lottery system now. There's no guarantee. The most important thing that's happened here, and we've had some good veteran leadership, but Bufflin and Wheeler's game stayed strong and stayed intense and set a standard. we missed Brian greatly in all parts of our game when he went down, so it kind of fell to those two guys. And so there hasn't been we've had a couple of off nights where we didn't like our play, and in one of them we won 4-1. We didn't play very well through two periods against LA, but there hasn't been any of that casualness, I don't think, in a game. They're competing hard. The kids, you know, are gonna they're fighting for jobs. It's almost all on the veterans to set that standard. Those two guys have played very, very well.
And from your experience, that pride of not being in the basement, is that something there?
No, yeah. Fight. You got to fight the fight that's today. We'll go into the game last night. We can't make the playoffs. We can compete as hard as you want and hard as you can, and nobody wants to finish last.